This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Peter Rosenberg!
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I'm one of the greatest broadcasters on planet Earth.
And I know that's hearsay here. It's
not hearsay, it's not heresy. Hearsay.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to ENN. I'd like to start off by saying hello and good evening to Michael Kay.
Did you cry on the toilet?
And good evening to Don.
Tony Romo dropped his pants.
See, both of you guys said things today that were crazed, just not as crazed as what I said. You know? Tony Romo didn't drop his pants.
No, Sergio Romo did. But you can understand the mistake.
No, not really.
Really?
You can't even fathom where it came
from.
You
can't fathom where it came from.
No, the guy's name is not Tony Romo.
No, but they share the same last name.
See, Don, it's why it makes perfect sense for me. Because Chris Paul was out of action for the Suns.
Don't defend it.
I decided that he was on the Clippers with Paul George and that Kawhi Leonard wasn't even involved at all.
All right,
Peter is
this?
A good-looking man.
How do you defend this?
Andrew, who would you say is the best Brazilian available I could find in the Euros?
Brazil is a South American country, so they're not playing in the Euros.
Defend that.
But you know, I have a history too with the Tay Diggs, Stefan Diggs. So I struggle with first names.
Yeah, the Tay Diggs one, that I'm glad you brought that up, Don. Because it was a moment in time that will never ever be forgotten.
Buffalo Bills went out and got who?
Tay Diggs.
Stefan Diggs, because everybody
I was on KJZ today.
Say again?
I was on KJZ today.
That's not.
What
really
were you not on today? What were you not on today, Michael?
A couple shows on The Fan.
That's it?
Yep. Didn't take their advances.
Okay.
That's an interesting way to put it. All right. Let's go all the way back, if we can, to last night, late at night, close to midnight, ESPN. Mike Breen, one-point game. Clippers up on the Suns. Jay Crowder inbounding from the baseline with .9 on the clock.
Crowder looking, throws it. Alley-oop! Oh! Ayton puts it down! He puts it down! It's over!
And they're trying to say goaltending, but that's a live basketball. He can finish it.
Right, there is no goaltending. Catch it above the rim.
Now,
man, that was the same enthusiasm that Chris's parents said when he pushed a plate away of food when he was a kid. He puts it down.
Wait, whose parents said that?
Carlin's.
Carlin.
That's wow.
It's got to be Captain Crunch.
Was it that or just the shock and awe of him putting the fork down?
That's it. That's better. That's a better scenario. If we could hear Breen again.
Hello, pot. This is the kettle. You're Andy, fat. Hello.
Try that one more time. This is, again, let's do the setup. Carlin has put down his fork in the middle of the meal, and his parents together say.
Crowder looking, throws it. Alley-oop. Oh! Ayton puts it down! He puts it down!
See, they're having a conversation at the table, right, about we have to do something here. He's eating us out of house and home.
Why are you guys doing this?
We're going to have to get a third job. We're in a lot of trouble here.
What?
And they're looking at him just like woof down like everybody's pork.
So let's hear it again. Don, let's hear it. So he puts down the fork and is actually going to save them some money, and mom and dad say this.
Crowder looking, throws it. Alley-oop. Oh! Ayton puts it down! He puts it down!
I hold on. Why are you doing this? You guys are both... You're both disgusting to me.
I'm having fun, man.
No, Don. He was just on the air with us, did a great hit.
Right.
Was not insulting at all. And
right.
After he leaves, You're not having fun with him. You're trashing the man behind his back. You're talking about his parents.
No, because he's
sitting there. His weight problem as a child.
He's patiently waiting to get for 6:30. He's listening to every word we say. This is a segment we totally would have done if he was on. Don't make it seem like we're telling tales out at school or behind his back. No. This is all out there. Having fun. And I bet you he's laughing harder than anybody.
So I'm done faking it with you, fat man.
Let's set the scene, Don. So it's Christmas morning.
All right, here we go again.
He's got a stocking full of chocolate candies, right? And he's just shoveling them into his mouth one after the other. And then he decides to just put the stocking down. And then the whole family in unison says,
Crowder looking, throws it alley. Oh! Aiden puts it down! He puts it down!
Oh, my God. You are a bully. You are a bad guy.
Any more scenarios, Don?
Oh, there's so many.
You started out with it being about he puts the food down like his mouth, and now you think it's funnier to actually imagine a time when he ever put down food. This is very, very
I did not start out with him putting food down his mouth. That was original. I didn't articulate it well. It was stopping eating food.
From the beginning, okay. Well, that helps a lot. Let's hear from DeAndre Ayton on the Valley Oop that he put down yesterday.
That's definitely Jay's game winner, making a great pass or a seven-footer. You know, Coach drew up a great play where, you know, I was in the best position. You know, my teammates trust me and my coaches trust me. And, you know, great books and a great screen that freed me up into the lane to at least gather my feet and go for the ball. And the rest is, you know, just off my athleticism and my talent. Jay set it up right there perfectly.
He puts it down!
Did you realize, Peter, I don't know if you realize this, that is Carlin's favorite player.
Ayton?
No, Andre Ayton. Thank you, Don.
We're playing volleyball, Peter. Like let's say life's a volleyball game, right? And we could just bat the ball back and forth and have some fun.
No, but we're going for spikes.
It just could be up there. I set Michael up. It's right there in the air.
But why are you spiking it off of his head?
Because it's there.
But Carlin's sitting in the sand. With his shirt on.
Yes.
By himself. No girls anywhere. Just sitting by himself.
Except for that one girl from camp.
Right. He's sitting by himself, and you just spiked the ball right off his head, broke his glasses, and now he's bleeding in his Captain Crunch.
You know, the last day at camp that he spoke about when he was in love with the girl, they were all making s'mores. You know this, Don? They had, you know, over the campfire, and they had the chocolate melting, and he had like three or four of them, and then he stopped. And then this young girl that he fell in love with said,
he puts it down!
I can't be even near this. I'm so disgusted. Let's hear from Devin Booker.
Andrew, who would you say is the best Brazilian available I could find in the Euros?
Brazil is a South American country, so they're not playing in the Euros.
Let's hear from Devin Booker on the game-winning play.
In the play, man, that's just execution at its finest. Took everybody, Jay passing it, DeAndre setting his man up, Coach Monty, you know, believing in him and believing in us to run that. So, you know, it was a big play for us, and anytime you can come out with a win in the playoffs, especially in a close one like that, I think it's big for your momentum.
Anything else, Don?
No. Let's go to Damian Woody.
He's got a gold brick in his hand. Right?
Yep.
And if he lets it go, he loses it.
Right.
And then somebody comes in with a fully stuffed turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And he has to make a decision. Does he put down the gold or eat the turkey?
And here's what happens.
He puts it down!
You know what?
I'd like to...
Hang on. No, just sit tight there, Junior. Hang on.
I was going to introduce you. I'd like to bring in my guest at this time.
I'm sorry. That was rude of me. But I stepped away preparing for my show.
Right.
And I guess somebody took my little John Bon Jovi joke the wrong way.
Yeah, apparently, Chris.
Because I sat here and promoted the greatness that is the Book Center stage. And let's go for the low-hanging Twinkies. As we would do with the big fella. Not low-hanging fruit. No, because he'd never eat fruit. He'd never put it down, as it were.
He puts it down!
Yeah. Wow.
Chris, were you as disturbed as I was?
I didn't even hear part of it until I heard the turkey stuffed and all this stuff going on. And I'm just, my phone's blowing up. You hear what he's saying? You hear what Kate's saying?
Well, Don, too.
Well... they basically what the theme was for some reason when Michael heard
boy
Mike
Michael's
Breen,
a foxhole guy, isn't he?
Yeah. When Michael heard Mike Breen say he puts it down, for some reason the only image he could get was your family celebrating when you were young and obese and finally made the decision.
No, I did not say that, Don. Did I ever say that?
He's just complimenting his appetite.
And when you made the decision to put down food, your
I
parents
put it down.
That before. Was your pet. Why would he go there?
Because he's a horrible human being.
Thank
or he
you.
Just enjoys good radio.
Well, I mean, yeah. Listen, if putting others down to make yourself feel better is good radio, then yeah, it's good radio.
Hit the music.
We'll stop.
No. Please listen. I understand it's a task to get through the 4.5 hours every day. I get it. And we all need material. So whatever comes our way,
yep.
Sometimes we have to go and, you know, take the layup when we could pass the ball.
Chris, can I apologize? I don't even know
you
why
can. It's just not going to mean much.
No, it's the worst.
Wait, hold on. Hold on, Anthony. Start the music over again. There you go.
Steve Brzezinski tweets, in a normal workplace, Michael K would be sent straight to HR. And you know what? I would be.
Yep.
It's disgraceful. What I did, and I feel so comfortable around Chris because I love him so much, yeah. And I feel that I could take cheap shots. And you know what? That's what friends do. That's not what friends do. That's not what friends should do. Yeah. I need help. It's a cry for help. That's what it is. I mean, you think I'm normal? You think I'm a happy person? I'm not a happy person.
Who said any of that?
I should be a happy person. Instead, I'm a hack. I really am. I attack people that like me, that I should treat well, and I'm embarrassed and ashamed. And I bow out right now. I really do.
We are all comfortable with each other. It's okay. I think the thing that hurts the most is, you know, at one point you were both fat bastards like me. And you have chosen to forget that part of your life. You forget
especially
where you come
Don.
From.
Especially Don.
Well, but you know what? Let me say this.
How about this? It's my turn.
Music, Anthony?
I consider him a close friend. I've known him for over 25 years.
Me
this
or Chris?
I love and adore the man. And I assumed he's sitting there listening, having fun, because we all just get along. We're friends. We poke fun at each other. Now I know better. He's sensitive. I apologize. It won't happen again.
Oh,
have a good show. Wow.
Oh, now
let's
this is,
go
thank
for
you.
The
thank
low
you, Chris.
Hanging
thank you. Now we know.
Twinkies.
Now we know. Have a good show.
Now I know he's sensitive, so I can't poke Mr. Fatty. I can't do that. I don't want to hurt you, big boy.
I have one more thing to say.
Okay.
So when I weighed in at 270, and I went to a physical and My blood was actually the consistency of honey. I sat at a table. I had a big plate of baked ziti in front of me. And then I decided to...
He puts it down!
I put it down.
And that was it.
Yeah.
And you walked away from it?
Walked away. Never looked back.
Well, you looked
back
a few times.
Although lately I have been.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've taken a few looks back.
What does that mean? You think I'm getting fat?
Ooh.
Wow.
Well, when
he puts it down!
When was the story
Nerves
from?
Nerves are exposed all over the place.
You when think I'm getting fat? Is that what
no,
you're
no,
saying?
No. What I'm saying is lying. I know. What I'm saying is that over
you
the years.
You think I'm getting fat, Don?
No, I think you look great.
What I'm saying
but I think
is,
he was implying.
No, what I'm saying is I know that over the years you've yo-yoed a bit. That's all.
No,
not
but
that
yo-yo has stopped. No, seriously. It's that was a, that's such a, that's so 08.
I can't poke Mr. Fatty.
All right, let's move on here.
We're sorry, Chris.
Don't be, Chris. Don't be. You can do whatever you want. I'm here for your enjoyment.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Well, another maniac is Joe Girardi. And last night, after two prior checks for sticky stuff from the umpire of Nats pitcher Max Scherzer, Phillies manager Joe Girardi needed to request one more time. And here's what Girardi said on his decision to have him checked again.
I've seen Max a long time, since 2010. Obviously, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. But I've never seen him wipe his head like he was doing tonight, ever, going like this, right? So it was suspicious for me. He did it about four or five times. It was suspicious. I didn't mean to offend anyone. I just got to do what's right for our club.
Well, he offended Major League Baseball because Jeff Passan said they spoke to him. And it wasn't about how's the back of your belly. They scolded him.
Well, I mean, it wasn't exactly a night of real distinction for Girardi, who not only had Scherzer nearly strip-searched again, but then wanted to fist-fight him and ran after him like a lunatic.
No, that wasn't him. He wanted to fist-fight Kevin Long, the hitting coach, his former hitting coach with the Yankees.
Oh, I thought everyone loved K-Lo.
What was that?
I thought everyone loved K-Lo.
I thought he liked K-Lo, too, but he wanted a piece of K-Lo.
Well, either way, whoever he wanted to fight, him running out and saying, come on, bring it on, was probably not what they're looking for from their managers.
No, I love it, though. I mean, that's fun. See, to me, that's entertainment. A guy losing his mind like that is fun.
But seeing every single pitcher in baseball look like they're going through airport security.
That's not
Tony Romo drop his pants.
Soon you're not going to be able to, the pitchers won't be able to bring a water bottle over a certain amount into the dugout. It's going to be a whole thing. Take your shoes off, laptop out.
Now.
You got to take the iPad out, too. That's big.
Got to do that.
It's so important. It's the number one, and you guys know, I mean, all the countless times in which 4.1 ounces of a moisturizer cream have been the downfall of a major airline or business.
That's what we're calling it?
And this is so first world, but when they take the Manuka honey away, that's painful.
You just took $50 away from me, mister.
No.
Because if you're traveling with Manuka honey, you need it because you're not feeling well. And then they take a product that costs, you know, $50 for 3 ounces.
Very few terrorists are talented enough to make a bomb out of Manuka honey.
No, here's the thing, though, Don. Here's my favorite part. After they take the Manuka honey, you walk five more inches, and you might run into a store that has Manuka honey, and you could buy it and bring it on the plane.
That's right. Here's what really chaps me. When you walk 4 or 5 feet and they're selling the Manuka honey they took from you, that chaps you.
Yeah, that's just – no, I would actually respect that more. But they just take it and throw it in the garbage.
Yeah, right in the garbage.
Who can I talk to about the fact that what we're doing with airport security right now is an embarrassment and a failure?
Well, I mean, I guess the President of the United States would be the first.
I'm going to put in a call.
Yeah.
Not this
week.
When
they take the Manuka honey away, that's painful.
I'm not going to do it this week after he lost Champ over the weekend.
That was my first dog's name.
Champ?
Yep.
Yeah. Now, speaking of the Girardi situation, let's hear from Mike Rizzo, who was on The Fan in D.C. on Girardi.
Just call Joe Girardi a con artist.
Yeah.
No.
That was his goal. He's a con artist. He got you in the con. So you believe it, and that's the way it is. He's been doing that for years.
That's harsh.
I mean, listen, he didn't win a lot of favor last night. Certainly not with Mike Rizzo. That will do it for ENN on this Wednesday, June 23rd. Also, Pete Alonso is set to defend his home run derby over All-Star Weekend. Unfortunately, Vlad Guerrero Jr. will not be in the home run derby.
Can I apologize, Peter, for derailing ENN because of my sickness?
No. Go ahead.
I apologize. I'm out of my mind. I insulted a friend. I did weight shaming, which why should I do that? Because I'm fat. So I'm really sorry, Peter. I ruined your segment.
You did, and there's nothing you can do to make up for it. And you're not forgiven. But we'll try it again tomorrow and see what happens.
Killed it dead.
Dead. It doesn't have a breath anymore. No heartbeat because of me.
Nope. Try.
Well, all right, so stay tuned. Stay tuned for the great Chris Carlin, who I apologize again to.
And I'll be on at 7:30.
And then you'll be on at 7:30 at the Islander pregame. Then we have the Islanders and the Lightning at 8. Do or die. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Mets, Yankees, the whole deal. Full show. We've already got a plan. Right here on 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.